you're just asking if you get high.
Yeah, like smoke pot.
Yeah.
Well, it would appear that a lot of people are doing that very thing that they were doing in Dazed and Confused. Or at least a lot of people in Arizona are smoking, vaping, and eating marijuana. Over the weekend, the state of Arizona marked a year since recreational marijuana sales and possession was legalized in Arizona, and it was big, big business. That data just released shows consumers purchased more than $1.23 billion worth of recreational and medical marijuana products in 2021. In the month of November alone, sales of adult-use marijuana surpassed $60 million in 1 month. And by the way, that total gross cannabis sales of $1.23 billion was, that's for the year, didn't even include December's report. Because those numbers weren't available. So that's 11 months worth of the first year of Arizona marijuana sales, $1.23 billion.
Dude.
Right? That's the only
appropriate response. Dude.
Dude, really? Wow. Of course, sales of adult-use marijuana began in January of last year after voters approved Prop 207 in 2020. And since recreational pot products are taxed at 16%, the state collected more than $196 million in taxes from marijuana sales.
That's a lot of green.
Okay. You're gonna keep this up the whole time, Jamie?
Pretty much.
Okay. You could tell who she hung out with in school. Not those people, but yeah. But she.
How high will it go?
Oh, stop! $7.3 million in education sales tax, and then almost $93 million in what's known as the marijuana excise tax, which funds community colleges and county health departments and a lot of other things. So, wow.
I'm rolling in here.
Yeah. It's, it's funny because I think a lot of people that were against this just assumed that since it became legal, everybody would start doing it, right?
I know.
But I think the people who weren't, you know, very interested in doing it, there might have been a few people who are like, okay, now that's legal, I'll give it a shot.
Right.
But I think
people who were going to get high and who were getting high can now just do it legally.
Right, exactly. And by the way, in case you're not sure, you're allowed to possess up to an ounce between an ounce and 2.5 ounces. That was decriminalized, by the way. That carries a maximum $300 fine. It's a petty offense. And you're allowed to possess up to an ounce of marijuana or a smaller quantity of concentrates like hashish, or as Jamie's friends in high school that she didn't really hang out with that much called it hash.
That to me sounds like a breakfast meal.
I know. I don't know. Does your corned beef hash include hash or what?
Oh.
No, just potatoes, sir, and corned beef. It's 6:18 now at KTAR.